number one story of the day.
It was everything that the playoffs are.
The Suns win!
You know, I think that's been the funnest thing about our season all year is that it's really a team.
I knew this about our team, but just good to see it played out in front of everybody else.
Doug and Wolf's The One.
The one is the Suns beating Milwaukee 128-127. They have clinched a spot in the play-in tournament right now, and their magic number is 8 to clinch a spot out of the play-in tournament. Yes, the Phoenix Suns are a playoff team, and the one man who believed in them, I think before even Monty Williams did, is Kendrick Perkins, who has just called into the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. You can see him on NBA The Jump and all over Get Up on ESPN. KP, good morning. Thanks for saying yes every time you get a minute to join us. And here's the best question you've ever been asked. Why were you so right about this team?
Well, what's going on, fellas? I appreciate y'all having me on again, man. But, you know, like I said before, when you watch what the Suns did down in the bubble last season and the way that they played, I said, you know what? They got momentum. When they come back next season, I could tell that they were playing agenda-free basketball. I said, man, when they come back next season, they're going to make the playoffs. And then all of a sudden in the summertime, they acquire Chris Paul. And I'm like, oh, okay, this moves the needle even more. He's about to have the same effect that he had on the Oklahoma City Thunder on the Phoenix Suns. And then you go out and get a veteran like Jay Crowder. I was like, oh, the Suns making some real moves. So I'm watching the offseason acquisitions and signings, and I'm like, oh, this Sun team is about to be serious. And so when you look at DeAndre Ayton, Devin Booker, Bridges, who I love so much, and all the other young pieces, I'm like, they have everything. They're not lacking at nothing except a little bit of experience. But winning a game like last night in Milwaukee against a Bucks team who was desperate to get a win after getting blown out two nights ago, I was like, the way that they hung in there and kept battling, that's enough. That's the type of experience and type of test that you need that gets you ready for the postseason, because the postseason is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Perk, talk to us about what you have seen from DeAndre Ayton and his development from one big man to another.
Well, look, first of all, shout out to Mark Bryan, man. I'm telling you, Mark Bryan is one of the best developmental coaches that's out there for his mentorship. He brings the dog and that killer mentality out of you. That's first thing first. But we all knew that DeAndre Ayton was skilled, right? We knew he was skilled. We knew he was a guy that could be a live threat at the basket. But his tenacity has turned up to a whole nother level. Like, he's like a little pit bull out there. You know, he's playing with an edge. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of good emotions, you know, where certain things where he's playing with passion. And you know, if he block a shot, you know, dunking the ball, he's yelling. And if he block a shot and the referees get it wrong, he's showing great passion. And I'm like, he's really anchoring his defense right now and bringing that tenacity. And he's upped his game. We already know that he's a walking double-double. Mm. But what he's been doing on the defensive side of things, anchoring the defense, battling against bigs night in and night out. And they trust him. They trust him. Monty Williams trusts him. Chris Paul trusts him. Devin Booker trusts him. They trust him late in the game as well. I saw about two games back where they actually were going to him, and he was delivering. So I love it. I said early in the season on Twitter, I said he was going to be the player to watch out for this year. And he made tremendous strides, man. And I, as a former big man that played with tenacity, I wasn't as skilled as him. But the edge I'm starting to see him play with, he's starting to become one of my favorite players.
Mm. Talking to Kendrick Perkins, he's joining us, NBA The Jump on Get Up. You can see him all over ESPN. when you watch the Suns, I mean, you were the one with the famous phrase at the beginning of the year, don't be surprised if this team is in the Western Conference Finals. And you look back to the year that you got your ring or to the years that you were in the playoffs, what is that separation from being a very special regular season team to being totally ready for the playoffs? What is there something the Suns still need to grow from, to learn from, or to really compare them to some of the teams that you were on?
No, because they're doing it right now. And I'm going to tell you why. You know, teams that are building, they build to try to win a championship, they build through the regular season. And they develop good habits offensively and defensively through the regular season. And we watched the Suns start developing. We watched the Suns start play the right way since the beginning of the season. For instance, take last night, right? Mm-hmm. It was late in the game. Giannis gets the ISO at the top of the key, all right? And if you go back and look at the Suns' defense at the time, it was almost like they was in a 1-2-2 zone, but they really was in man. So that means that they were playing boxes and elbows and not showing any driving gaps. That right there, that little thing right there is what separates championship teams from, you know, teams that be bust or get first or second round exits. You know, the little things that matter. I'm watching these guys scramble to contest shots, and they're not hoping that guys miss. They're actually making them miss because they're making the extra effort. They're Xing on the weak side. They're helping the helper. And then when you get down the stretch, they're going to their two closers in Chris Paul and Devin Booker, and they're delivering in great fashion. And then on top of that, if Chris Paul and Devin Booker drive and they get double-teamed, they trust Bridges. They trust Jay Crowder. They trust DeAndre Ayton. And they developing that confidence in them. So in the postseason, it's nothing foreign to them because this is the way they've been playing the right way throughout the whole entire season.
Pert, the last eight games, Devin Booker has shot 40% from the field and 23% from beyond the arc. What do you think is going on with Devin Booker? Is it a possibility that he's tired, he's fatigued with this truncated season?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, you know, I didn't play with a lot of Hall of Famers, and I watched all of them go through those phases. It's better for Devin Booker to get it out the way right now than turn it up in the postseason because, you know, it's a long season, so you're going to have those stretches where, you know, your shots are not falling or you're not shooting, you're not being efficient from the field. It happens. But one thing I do notice about Devin Booker is this. He's not tired. I mean, the energy level that he plays with, the way that he runs the floor, he gets back on defense, he's fresh. It's just right now his shots are not falling. And I've seen the best of him from LeBron to Paul Pierce to Kevin Garnett to Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, and all of those guys went through slumps where they had those, you know, five or six games where they just struggled, but they got through it. I mean, these guys are pure scorers. Devin Booker is one of the most prolific scorers in the game today, so he'll pick it back up.
So you got Nate McMillan's doing a bang-up job since he took over. Tom Thibodeau with a terrible franchise, got them in the playoffs. Pretty good argument to look at Frank Vogel and say without their two big two and the Lakers are still the five seed. With those names I just threw out, who's your coach of the year? Because obviously we're kind of in love with Monty.
No, it is Monty.
Yeah.
I mean, and here's why. I'm not taking anything away from Tom Thibodeau, Nate McMillan, Doc Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at where the Phoenix Suns were, they weren't even in the postseason for the last two or three years. And now you get to the postseason and you're a top two team in the Western Conference, a top three or four team in the NBA. That's something to be proud of. And that says a lot about culture and coaching, because that means guys are playing winning basketball. And when you look at the Phoenix Suns,
defensively, they rank, what, top seven in every statistical defensive category. That's coaching. Offensively, they're going to do what they do. But when you look at when you see a team that's bought in defensively, then that's coaching. And I think Monty Williams deserved a coach of the year.
Perk, how do you feel about resting players down the stretch? How do you feel about that, where you're trying to actually prepare for the playoffs, of course, and yet at the same time save the legs of some of your guys?
Well, you know what? When it comes down to the Suns, I wouldn't mind, like, you know, them managing, you know, Chris Paul and Devin Booker and even DeAndre Ayton down the stretch, Jay Crowder. Like, I wouldn't do it all in one game, but if here and there guys are, you're able to spare a guy a game and let him get his legs up under him, I would do that. I would do that. I don't see nothing wrong with that, because one thing about it is that you can look at the schedule ahead of time and say, okay, we may be playing the Orlando Magic. This may be the time to give Chris Paul and Jay Crowder a break. And then you can look down the line and say, we're playing the Sacramento Kings, all right? And now let's give DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker a break. And you know what it does? The good thing about resting players is that the players that you rest, they're able to get their legs up under them and get, you know, rejuvenized, re-energized to go out there and play. But it also lets the other guys that come in off the bench get more repetition, which is a great thing, like Saric and Payne. They come in off the bench and able to get more reps and get more comfortable, because you just never know. Like, you know, with the COVID issues and with health or fouling situation, you don't never know which guy you may have to lean on in the playoffs to play extended minutes for you.
Hey, sorry for the cheesy compliment, but congratulations on your TV career. You are fantastic. We love having you on. Good to talk to you, Kendrick.
Hey, thanks. Anytime, look, my good people, I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all keep inspiring. Y'all keep doing a great job as well. I'm a huge fan, and anytime, man, the postseason coming around, I'm only a phone call away.
Oh, right on,
man.
Perk.
Love to hear that, man. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.